This is Michael Miller, the Germans from Russia bibliographer at North Dakota State University in Fargo. And it's the 8th of November, 1993, and I'm in Bismarck, North Dakota with Eva Groschatz, who was born on October 3rd, 1905. Eva, where were you born?
In south of Napoleon at the home, my parents' home.
And what was the name of your father?
Matthias Gross. Matthias and Barbara Gross. Barbara Schweitzer. Matthias Gross.
And do you know when he was born? And your mother's name was?
Barbara.
Barbara Schweitzer?
Yeah, Barbara Schweitzer.
Now, were they born in the old country?
They were in Russian. Yeah, the old country.
Do you know the name of the village by chance?
My father was, I think my mother was in the Strasbourg area.
And your father was in Mannheim, I think.
Mannheim, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how old were they when they came over to America?
My mother was 17 years old when she came with her parents, with John and Kristen Schweitzer. And she said when she was here, she got so homesick, if she could walk back, she would walk back. That way she was always homesick in the beginning when she was here. She was 17 years old. And my father was a soldier in Russia. And when his parents, John and Benedicta Gross, was his parents, when they went to come to the United States of America, then he had 2 years still to go. And then they want to wait till he's done. Then he said he would advise they should go. If they would wait for 2 more years, then his next brother, Clemens, had to go in the army. So they went. And then he stayed for 2 more years. And then he came, and he brought his cousin, Raffel Gross, along. Raffel Gross. There were Raffel and Egidi. They had no parents anymore. And so he took the Raffel along. And later on, Raffel had then a Rimokomagios. He let it come over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What year was this about?
I really cannot
say the exact year.
Exactly, oh, the year. Yeah, and the way I had understand. See, my father was about 26 years old when he got married. He was 25 when he came from Russia.
Did he come alone or with his parents?
Two years after his parents came.
I see. So your grandparents.
Yeah, my grandparents.
Came first.
Came first, yeah.
And were they invited to come over, or how did they get to North Dakota?
Well, this I would have to look at the history. I cannot remember this.
Now the parents of your father and mother both came to America.
Both came to
Eva, your grandparents on both your father and mother's side, they both came to America too?
They both came. Both were in good health when they came. Yeah. And
did they come with families? How many children did each have? About how many?
Well, my father had 2 sisters. And 4 brothers, yeah. And my mother had more. My mother had about 12 in all, brothers and sisters, yeah.
And most, they all came to America?
They all came to America, yeah.
At different times they came?
Yeah, yeah. But I think the Schweitzer parents, my mother's parents, were here before. They landed up in the Hague area, south from north from Hague, not from Hague, but we used to call the creek there.
Yes.
Yes, that they had a farm force there.
Now, did your folks talk much about the old country, what it was like back there in Russia?
Well, on my time, they didn't talk too much anymore. I think that talk, yeah, on my time. See, my oldest brother was John. He was 6 years older than I, because two little boys died older than I. Yeah, and then I'm first, yeah, yeah.
So they didn't talk too much about the old country, or you didn't ask too much about it?
No. Not too much anymore, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your folks learn to speak English?
No. They even, you know, we had Father Stephen Stenger there in church. That was St. Anthony's Church, south of Napoleon, where we used to live, yeah. And we had Father Stephen Stenger there. I was baptized with him and went First Holy Communion. And when that came out for the English language to the America, to the United States, he was awful against that priest. He said, you should keep your mother's language. Don't listen to them. That's the way it went at that time, yeah. And I was the oldest of the girls. And my mother was always sick with rheumatism and stuff. Then I didn't get too much into English school for German. They teach me German, but not English, yeah, at that time. I learned, but the little bit what I know to talk, I learned by myself, not in school, yeah.
How many children were in your family, brothers and sisters?
In my family, but
yes.
I have...
No, of brothers and sisters.
Oh, in my family.
Yes.
Just John and two other boys would be older than I, but the two other boys died before my, yeah. And we were six girls then, six sisters. Yeah. And one is not living anymore. John does not live anymore, and one of the sisters, Christine, died. They both died in cancer.
So your folks grew up in Logan County?
Logan County,
they settled in Logan County.
Yeah.
And they...
They used to live 13 miles south of Napoleon and 2 miles west. It was 15 miles. Where we used to live, from Napoleon. And there was three-quarter mile was the St. Anthony's Church there.
And so the church and religion was very important in your family.
Yeah, religious, this was important, yeah.
And did you have all your prayers were in German?
Yes, everything in German, yes. Yeah, I went to First Holy Communion to German. And I came to school till I can read good German. At that time, they taught German is important. Yeah.
Can you still read German today?
Yes. I still can read German. Yeah.
Now, when you went to the country school.
Not quite a full year to the English school, not a full year, And the fall I had to stay home till everything the work is done. And then in the spring, before seeding time, I had to stay home again. Not quite a full year to English school, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so the schooling for you, much of it you had to learn on your own at home.
I had to learn on my own. When we were married already, the most I learned in the TV and two of my boys, when we were married, two grown up, Matt and Leo. They had to go, Matt in the army and Leo in the navy. And Matt had to stay in Korea. He was for 2 years in Korea. This was after the Korean War. And he always said, He can read, I can write, if I write, he can read it, he understands. And then my oldest daughter bought me a dictionary, and I learned by myself there, and I wrote the English letters,
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So still today you can read and write German?
Read and write and write German and write English, I can.
Now you remember, of course, going back to the farm when you were growing up and so forth, you had a lot of chores to do.
Yes, yes.
What were your main chores?
Well, we milked some cows with the hand at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, that was not easy, with the hand milking, yeah. And because we had only one, there was only one brother, he was much older, and when he got married, he went in a different farm, and then we, our dad and we had to do the farm work, yeah. Making the hay and everything, I helped outside.
Did they have some real good horses on the farm?
Good horses, we had good horses on the farm. We worked with the horses at that time, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There were no vehicles at that time. Everything was with the horses.
Yeah. And we worked with three, with two plows and one drill. I always had to one plow, worked with one plow and the other one with one plow. My dad works with a drilling. Then after that, my brother got married, I had to do the drilling, and two of my sisters, younger sisters, did it with the plow, the field work. Yeah.
What about in the home? What did your mother did a lot of cooking?
Well, she did cooking. Yeah, she does the cooking. Yeah.
Did you have to do? Did you learn a lot from her on making meals and cooking?
I learned everything early because I didn't get to the English school. I had to stay at home, and I always had my mother had rheumatism, so she cannot step the sewing machine. At that time, was no electricity. Yeah, we had to do with the feet. She cannot pedal the.
Right.
Yeah, and when I was 12 years old, I made the dresses already for me and for my sisters. I had to start out, and I could do it.
Wonderful, yeah. And still today you can make
yes, them. Yes.
Because I see you here in your home, you have your sewing machine with
that's
you.
That's why I took it along.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so at 88, you're still making dresses.
Yeah, and if I bought me a pair of slacks and there were no pockets in, then I go in the sewing machine and put some pockets in.
Wonderful.
That's why I use the machine.
What did your mother used to make? What kind of special meals did she make?
Oh, special meal was placenta.
How did you make placenta?
With the pungus.
Yeah.
With the pungus, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We scrubbed the pumpkins out, we scrubbed that the middle out, and we put some, then we put some sugar and a little bit pepper, a little bit salt in, mixed it up, and onion, a little bit of onion, mixed it up, and made dough, almost like pie dough, not quite as fat than the pie dough, not as fat. Yeah, put it in. That's the way we make placenta.
So that means you had to raise some pumpkins.
Yeah, then we made potato soup and placenta, or they butchered always their own meat, own pigs. So yeah, that was always this, and sauerkraut and potatoes and meat, different food, but they don't, the ones, I think twice a year they came in the grocery store, that's all, at that time, with the horses, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, about twice a year, yeah. They raised all their own food at that time.
So there were big gardens?
A big garden, yes, we had a big garden. We raised our own onions and string beans.
Potatoes,
corn, that everything.
Well, how did they keep all of this through the whole winter?
The meat, they were out in a granary in a big bread barrel, in a stone somewhere in Deutsch, and they sold it in,
uh-huh.
And it kept, was good.
What about the canning? There was a lot of canning, I bet, going on.
Canning?
Yeah.
on that in the earlier time, not too much.
Not too much now, candy yet.
Well, in the fall, they always bought a few boxes apples, the big boxes apples they took along home, and they took 100 pounds sugar, or 200 pounds sugar,
So on the farm,
yeah,
all these people, that these immigrants that came from Russia, they had to have big gardens.
They had to make their own gardens. Yeah.
Where did they get all the seed for the garden?
Well, they raised watermelons, they saved the seeds. For everything what they raised, they saved the seeds for next year to put it in the garden, to put it out.
And then they'd get to town not too often, huh?
My folks came about twice a year or three times a year with a wagon in the first years, yeah, mm-hmm. to town. Mm-hmm. We lived 50 miles from a town
and
with
a
wagon.
Far away.
Yeah, yeah. And always in the fall, when they hauled the wheat in with the wagons, they brought the stuff, boxes, prunes, they buy. And a few boxes apples.
Cherries?
I think cherries was not even at that time. We didn't get the cherries at that time. No, mm-hmm. no cherries. Yeah.
So then you had to, later on, then they started doing canning and so forth. And where did they store all this canned goods?
In the cellar. We had a root cellar.
They had a root cellar that was outside, of course.
We had a big root cellar outside, yes. And in that root cellar, they took the potatoes on a pile. And there were one barrel with picked watermelons, and one barrel with picked cucumbers. Yeah, and those cucumbers at that time, they were in the springtime still good, still better than those canned nowadays. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It was a different. It's in the water, the caramel, what is now in or what. They kept so good. Mm-hmm. I know some neighbors came with the gallon pails in the seeding springtime to get some cucumbers from us, as I can remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, that food that was in that root cellar and then the meat that was stored, that would hold you for the whole winter.
For the whole winter, yes.
Now, what kind of house was built? What kind of house was it?
Oh, we had a sod house.
You grew up in a sod house?
I grew up in the sod house, yes.
Now, how was that sod house built? Do you remember that?
Yes, I know. Good. That was two big rooms, and each room was two beds, and the middle was the kitchen. Yeah, and they had a little in the front, a little entrance on the front, where the cream separator is usually, and they put for heating at that time. We didn't have coal at that time. We couldn't get coal. But they made with manure they made, and the entrance for the winter time, they set the pile of dried stuff in there.
Cow chips.
Cow chips. Yeah, uh-huh. yeah.
And so do you remember going out and getting those cow chips?
I even had to help pick up some when I was young, yes, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And one thing happened to me on that sod house. My mother was ironing in the kitchen, and that time they had to heat the cook stove for make the iron hot. There was no electricity. And she ironed, and finally I think she took some of that iron, what she has done, and it was hot in there because she had to heat the stove. And she had the door all the way open to get air in, because it got so hot. And I was about a year and a half old. I was standing there and watched. And finally she took some clothes and went into that other room with. And I was standing there, and then a bunch, the neighbor's sheep, about the 12 or 14 sheep came run in to the door. They came to our yard, and our dogs chased them a little. And they came just into the kitchen and run around that table. I went back to the wall and watched them. I was scared. And then they ran out again.
Oh.
This I still can remember.
Do you remember?
I think I was not quite 2 years old at that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that the cow chips that was dried was used for...
Yeah, yeah.
For the worms.
Yeah. You know, they put all the manure from the barn, from the horses and the cows during the winter, in one pile. And they, in the springtime, they put that horses run around to make them tight. About a foot and a half deep or something.
Yeah.
And then when it was dry, they with a shovel, they make pieces with, yeah. And then to set them apart to dry. And then when it was all dry, then they put them in a big pile. Yeah, and in the fall, they put some in that entrance, so it doesn't have to go out to get some when it's so cold. That's the way they had to heat those sort houses, yeah. And I think in 1912, we had a big crop, a nice big crop. My parents had to hire two hired men with the header box. And then they bought the first car at that time. And about in 1916, they built a big house, big wooden house. Yeah. So that house is still down in that farm. My daughters, and then my youngest, when we all were all married, my youngest daughter stayed on the farm. She was married to Pete Brendel. She stayed on the farm. And still one of her boys is on that farm, at that place.
Now, is the sod house still standing?
No, the sod, they teared up the sod house. After this was done, they teared up the sod house, hauled them away.
Now, was there a summer kitchen?
Yes, we had a summer kitchen. Not in the first year, but I still can remember when they built the summer kitchen, yes. Just for cooking and so. It was too hot always in the summer in that to cook, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Eva now about the holidays.
Huh?
About holidays, like now soon we'll be approaching Christmas. What do you remember as a child about Christmas? Did your mother do a lot of baking, preparing for Christmas?
Well, they give us always a little box full of candies and peanuts and that stuff. And we really appreciate it. We really wait for that Christmas, yeah.
Was there a Santa Claus?
Yes, there came a Santa Claus around always.
Now how did he come?
Well, some of the neighbors got dressed like a Santa Claus. A Christkindl now.
Uh-huh.
They had the Christkindl at that time, yeah.
And how did he arrive in the farmyard?
I think they came outside with the sled, but we didn't look out when I was young. And later on, when I grew up, we went around with that. That Anton Welders, one of the neighbors, Mrs. Anton Welder, she always fixed that stuff for Christkindl and for Santa Claus. And then a bunch of us with the sled, with the horses. To some neighbors who had little children, yeah, and played Santa Claus and played Christkindl. Christkindl, that's at that time, was the children appreciate, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was there a Bilsenigel?
Bilsenigel, that's Santa Claus, that means the Bilsenigel, yeah. Belsenegger on a Chris candle. Sometimes we didn't take the Belsenegger along. We don't want to scare out the children, just the Chris candle.
And angels too?
No, just the Chris candle. And see, they make that Chris candle with a big hat and a lot of ribbons hanging down on that hat, and had a lace cloth, or a white lace cloth over. That way it was the Christkindl built.
And of course the children got scared then.
Yeah, they was a little bit scared. And the Christkindl had in one hand a little root. When they want to pick up the stuff, make them a little with a root, a little bit scared, that's all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of singing at Christmas time?
Oh, yes. And all German singings at that time. We all sang German songs.
You don't remember any of those songs?
It's the German songs?
Yes.
Yes, Maria zu lieben, and Maria zu lieben is one. I have a copy someplace with German songs, yeah.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, on Christmas, were you able to go to church then? Was it,
huh?
Were you able to go to midnight mass?
Yes. We went to midnight mass, yes. Mm-hmm. And the mass was with candlelight in the church. Candlelight and lights, yeah. The Christmas tree was with all candles decorated. There were no electric bulbs at that time. All colored candles, little candles on the
Christmas
tree.
And they were all lit for Christmas.
Yeah.
Did you have a Christmas tree in your house?
In the first years not, but later on we had one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you had it with the candles too?
With the candles, yes.
A little one
with the candles, yeah.
So, and they would just put this Christmas tree up?
Just for Christmas Eve. So, for Christmas Eve, we used them. But that candles, we cannot use them too long. We had to change the candles.
When was the Christmas tree put up?
Just before Christmas Day.
On the 24th of December?
On the 24th, yes, was the Christmas tree put up. In the churches, all over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always on the 24th, yes.
And they were all with.
And then they kept it in till till the Three Kings. This was January 6th. Till after that, yeah, was mm-hmm. always Christmas in church. Yeah.
And after.
I said January 6th was Three Kings. Yeah.
Right. And after Christmas Eve Mass, you would go home and would they have a nice meal?
Yeah, in the evening before we went to church,
we ate before you went to church.
And the night when we came home, we didn't eat anymore, we went to bed. Yeah.
What do you remember if you look on the table for Christmas Eve, what kind of food would be standing there?
Oh, a little bit special food. I really cannot remember everything. But
a lot of goodies, a lot of pastries?
Goodies and stuff, yeah.
What kind of kuchen did they make?
Gretschenkuchen, uh-huh. With prawns, yeah.
Cheese kuchen and so forth.
Yeah, cheese kuchen, Gretschenkuchen, yeah, that's what they made.
And then
apple pies we had, yeah, yes.
Did they have some soup too?
Yes, always. We always on a Sunday or on a holiday, we always had chicken noodle soup.
Yeah. And borscht once in a while?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now the Christmas Day, you know, after Christmas Eve and so forth, the children would have their gifts for Christmas Day. What did they usually do on Christmas Day?
Oh, when we, on Christmas Day, well, we sang, and in the evenings I know we with the walnuts we played on the floor, that was wooden floor at that time. We played, I have on one end a few sat there, and my brother had on the other end a few, and we played like, I'll try to get those that way. The way they play, how to play now? When they throw the balls.
Bowling?
Huh?
Bowling?
Yeah, like bowling. Almost like that, with the nuts. Uh-huh. That's what we played in the evenings, this I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we were little kids, yeah.
What other games did they play, Eva? Do you remember? When you were growing up? Remember any other games? Of course, you played cards.
No, we didn't play cards. Not too much of playing cards. We did not play too much at that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your folks have a lot of entertainment, a lot of people coming in to visit?
Well, some. We live on a farm. Then it's not too close in winter time. Not too much. Not too many. There are some. Some always came. Then later on, my mother's sister, Anna, she was married to Nicholas Abley, and they had to get the mail in our place. The mail was there, beside the church. There were mailboxes, and they lived quite a ways south from there, and they always stopped in, and then they were there for dinner. And we played then with those kids. We played outside with a little wagon and stuff, and played around, yeah.
What about Easter time? What was Easter like? Remember Easter growing up on the farm?
Yes.
What it was special on Easter?
Oh, we make little Easter mess when we were little kids outside. Outside in the evenings before. The next morning, there were some Easter eggs in, and we thought the Easter rabbit brought those. That's what we had thought. The Easter, we thought the Easter rabbit brought those. And each got about four or six eggs, colored eggs, in their Easter nests.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I know.
And then, of course, there were a lot of church services during Easter, too.
Oh, yeah. At that time was more holiday service than now, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot more, yes.
And then, of course, during the time you were growing up, namesdays were celebrated.
Always namesdays, yes. They didn't. There was at that time they did not celebrate birthdays, just namesdays, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always namesdays, yeah.
And then they'd have a big gathering.
Yeah, then people came for the namesday.
Was there a lot of singing then too?
Oh yeah, they always sing.
What were some of those German songs they sang?
Well, there was "O du lieber Augustin" and verschiedene songs, a lot of different songs.
You remember any of those songs? Did you used to do a lot of singing?
What, singing?
Yeah.
I remember, but I'm not the best for when I have to sing along without music.
You have to have somebody with you.
Yeah.
What about the namesdays? A lot of card playing?
Well, they play cards and they drink whiskey and they sing.
Did they make their own liquor?
Yes, they make their own liquor. They burned the whiskey. They made the whiskey.
How did they make the whiskey?
They put some wheat in a bar, in a 50-gallon bar, and put water in. I'm not too sure how long they had to set that. And that they had a little machine, and they heat that. And by the time that, they had put sugar in, a lot of sugar, I guess, too. I'm not sure, but I know they put wheat in and sugar and water. And for a few days, and they put them in the little machine on the oven. They heat it, and that's a little whiskey came out. Yeah. But in the beginning, my father always bought a quart or 2 quarts whiskey from town, took it home, and he mixed it the way they needed. They brine sugar. With sugar brine and water. I think 2 to 1 they mix it with that sugar and whiskey. Two water and 1 whiskey, yeah.
And I suppose some of these different drinks they made were also very important for a wedding.
Yeah, and they used to make wine later on with grapes, yeah.
They'd buy grapes and make wine.
They bought grapes and they put them in the barrel and they make wine with. But I cannot remember this too good how they made the wine. Yeah.
Because your folks remember back in the old country there were a lot of grapes.
Yeah, that's all what they did. The way I had to understand from my folks, they always drank wine and to every meal in Russian. They had, on that time, they had always wine in every meal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about a wedding? What was a wedding like? Remember growing up when you were the weddings a pretty big event?
Yeah, on the weddings they were invited the brothers and sisters to the parents and the closest neighbors, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they had that kuchen, the sugar kuchen. They passed around and whiskey.
Now, for weddings, when you know a boy and a girl would get together and meet each other,
yeah,
was that arranged or did they just met each other or was there some help in deciding?
They met each other in that time, yeah. But yeah, on that time when I grew up, we met each other, yes.
Mm-hmm. And the weddings. Lasted just one day?
One day, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. One day.
What about the services? Were they held in the nearby church? The church services?
Yes.
They had dancing?
They had, at that time they sing in German. When I got married, they sing in German. One song I can remember. And after the mass, when we walked out, they sang, Das Ehebund ist gemacht, ja, harder als Dämon, und brechen kannst niemand als göttliche Macht.
Repeat that again, that's interesting.
That's song. Das Ehebund ist gemacht, und brechen kannst niemand als göttliche Macht.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. This I still can remember when they sang that song. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then did you have a dance?
Yes. And then we had went home. This usually at that time it was Mondays in the mornings the mass, not evenings. And then they had dinner. And then in the afternoon they were dancing. Yeah. And then supper, and the evening we're dancing for a while.
Now the dance was right on the farm?
On the farm, yes.
In the barn, or where was the
and
dance?
And we was in our summer kitchen.
Oh, you had a big summer kitchen?
Big summer kitchen, yes.
Oh, my. So,
yeah, this was in the summer kitchen.
Well, who played for the dance?
It was Pete Silbernagel at that time, played for our wedding, yeah. With one hand organ.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And do you remember, Eva, when you were growing up and you were a teenager and so forth, do you remember going to dances?
Yes, we went to dance, but not too much. Not the way they go nowadays.
Who were some of the bands that you went to see?
Huh?
Who were some of the orchestras that you... Remember some of the orchestras?
Orchestra? Well, usually that Pete Silvernagel, he was a farmer there, too, almost a neighbor to us. He always played for little barn dances and so around there.
Did you ever get over to Strasbourg or Litton Jay dances?
No. I never get up to Strasbourg.
So you never got to see, never got to hear?
We had that big schoolhouse beside St. Anthony's Church. And in that schoolhouse were sometimes some dances in, where I was before,
Did Lawrence Welk ever come over and play?
No, he didn't come there,
He never came there, so you never got to hear him play?
No. But my husband had told me he came to in Zealand close there for barn dances and played. This was before we got married, but I was not there.
Then you grew up, got married in what year?
In 1925, I got married. In 25, I was 20 years old.
Married, what was the name of your husband?
Caspar Schatz.
And he grew up near Zealand?
Near Zealand on a farm,
And you grew up?
And I met him first when his sister got married to Carl Lyer. Carl Lyer was a cousin to me, and when he got married, I was his bridesmaid. And he got married to my husband's sister, my husband's sister, Then that's the way I met my husband first time, I was 15 years old on that time.
And you lived on the farm near where?
South of Napoleon. When we got married?
Yes.
A mile and a half east and a mile and a half north on a farm from Zealand.
So your husband bought a farm?
I bought that farm there, And his parents, the first year I lived with his father. His father was a widow man. We lived with him the first year. He was just straight a mile and a half east of Zealand,
And how big a family did you raise, Eva?
8. 4 girls and 4 boys.
And their names?
Ida and Angela and Barbara. Barbara's the one in Fargo. And Danny Smith and Leo and Joe and then Marianne and then Tom. Tom lives in Beulah. And Leo lives in Aberdeen, and Matt has a nice store in Pier, South Dakota. And the oldest of the girls is in Rapid City. And Angela, the second one, is in Allendale. She's still teaching school over there. So many years she taught school. She's a school teacher.
So you got married in 1920?
25.
In 1925, and stayed on the farm until what year? About when did you leave the farm, approximately?
We were 20 years in town. What year I had to look it up. When we retired, moved to town, to Zealand. And then, after 20 years, my husband passed away. He died. And this summer, and then I was a little bit over a year there. Then I went up here. My children, they didn't want me alone there because none of the families living there. Mm-hmm. And there was no hospital there. They worried that I come here to this place.
Now, do you remember?
And I have one son living here in Mendon. He works here in the capital, and he always brings my grocery. If I need something, I just go on the telephone and tell him. Or if I have to go to see a doctor, he pick me up to the doctor.
When you grew up growing up and then getting married and being on the farm in 1926, by then you already had some vehicles, didn't you? 1926, were you still using horses?
I'm 26.
When you were on the farm, when you were married?
Yeah.
Still had horses then?
Huh?
Did you still have horses then?
Yes, Yes, they still worked with horses, so yeah, at that time. Still with horses.
And no electricity?
Yes, no electricity. But in a few years, they put the, when we went alone, first we had a small house there. Then a few years later, we built a bigger house. And then with the engine, with a tractor something, we had to fix, to pump the water in the house. Yeah, and use it for the washing machine. Till we get the electricity. Till we got electricity.